This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning, January 1st, 2019, New Year's Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in, for following us, because we are broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliate sister stations and leading independent radio stations across America. We're also heard around the world streaming to where many of our nation's military are listening to us right now, and to them, we say thank you for your service to America. The Captain's America Third Watch is now nationally syndicated by the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN 2, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're looking forward to many more radio stations becoming part of the Captain's Army, including next week. It appears we are going to be on the air in the Denver market through one of our sister stations again, Salem Media Group stations. More on that once I get the official confirmation, but that's coming. Heard about it yesterday. And thanks also for the service to America of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers. We've got your six. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And I would like to encourage everybody to go over and join and follow me on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the group we've got there. 4,000 or roughly thereabout people are in there and growing. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook group. Join that. Feel free to post over that. Just be respectful, because, again, you get in there and start posting a bunch of garbage, and I got no choice but to say bye, see ya. He'll give you one warning, and then you're gone, but be respectful. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. Let's get going. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there is a movement afoot right now. Kind of a movement within the movement, if you will, on the Democratic side of the aisle. Obviously, the obstructionism is going to come from there for the next year or so, and it's going to get really bad, and not much of anything's going to be done. I know that. You know that. Everybody listening to this program that knows what happened the last time Nancy Pelosi was around knows that. The only difference was, last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House, the Democrats had the Senate, Barack Obama was the president, and all we got was a bunch of stuff stuck at us to try to correct and fix the economy, some that worked and some that didn't. One that I remember that didn't work was cash for clunkers.
I remember that, too. That was a colossal failure, one of those comedy of errors, and as were most of Obama's. In fact, I'm going to say just about all of Obama's policies. And, that was just another waste, in my opinion. And it didn't help anybody. I don't recall that helping anyone whatsoever. So you're right.
So with the obstructionism that's coming, Nancy yesterday and Chuck jointly are urging the Republicans, the GOP, to back their spending plan that they've got, which has no money in it for the wall, none whatsoever, and it instead gives us, a budget, a two-pronged bill, if you will, until the end of September. But I don't think the Republicans are going to go along with that.
Well, I hope you're correct. But the reason why they're probably doing that, asking them to support a bill that has not one penny for the wall, is because there are have been several critics who are on the Republican side of the aisle that have not been backing Trump's wall idea. And so I think the division within the Republican Party, the Democrats feel that they can take advantage of that and get this bill passed.
Well, the division within the Republican Party is nothing like what it was. And even though they lost 40 seats, 37 seats, I'd say, and by the way, Ian, our caller, in the last hour, pointed out that 37 of the seats were probably rhinos that needed to go anywhere. We did lose three really good people, though, because of the ballot harvesting that went on out there in Arizona and in California, which, by the way, is a story for another day, but it's legal. They were able to do what they did. And until somebody takes that and challenges that up through the legal system and it goes to the Supreme Court, guess what? Illegals will be able to vote. They will be able to do same-day voting. 38% more people in San Diego than were on the voter's roll will be able to vote, and on and on and on.
Yeah, and that's how the Democrats maintain their power in those areas where they have harvesting of that nature. Your caller was correct that they did get rid of mostly rhinos, which was causing the division. But now that the Republicans are not in the majority, they are using that also as a wedge, and hopefully from their point of view, getting the Republicans to side with them.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. Isn't that the
Howard Piven strategy, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, divide and conquer, all part of the scenario if you understand what they're trying to do. So therefore, here's what we need to do. And we'll talk about that when we come back, because here comes the music. But what we need to do is rally the troops. We need to stick together. We're all Americans first, folks, and we need to understand that we need to stick together to defeat the other side. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, I want to remind everybody that we're going to start a new, we're going to have a new watering hole on Tuesdays for our Have Lunch with the Captain. It's going to be the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue here in Tampa. That's up pretty much off the north end of the airport right there off the Veterans Expressway. Waters Avenue, go down there between the first and second light, and they're there on the right-hand side. But the reason we're going to go there is because of what Mission Barbecue does every day at noontime. Now, they honor America's first responders, firefighters, police, military, veterans, and they've got a wall of honor there. And on that wall of honor, they've got all kinds of different things and artifacts that some people have left them and whatnot. They have one of my helmets from the World Trade Center is there on the wall, and every day at noontime, 12 noon, they play the national anthem. Now, if you're a veteran and you show up in cover, wearing a veteran's hat or something that identifies you, you'll get a free dessert. They'll bring it to you and say thank you for your service with a big smiley face on it and all that stuff. So think about that. But that's where we're going to be going every Tuesday. Okay, Ron Edwards, you wanted to say something.
Just wanted to say Happy New Year and to your listening audience, and just let them know that they're greatly appreciated. And I believe that this new year we're going to see some wonderful things happening in this country as we, as Americans, unite together and fight for what's right for this country.
Well, yep, and that's a very good point. Now, 2018 is in the history books with more of a bang than a whimper. It was a year that we got Brett Kavanaugh, who joined the Supreme Court, right?
Correct.
It was a year that President Trump restructured his cabinet. Democrats celebrated a blue wave in the House, and yeah, they got that part of it. And the partisan divide only deepened, and yeah, we got that too. Now, it was a year that titans in the digital world began to feel the heat of international scrutiny, and the stock market scored a big zero because we wound up on the losing end with the stock market. It doesn't bother me in the least because I don't invest in the stock market. That's just me. California was threatened by the deadliest wildfires in state history. Disasters dotted the globe. But in Thailand, you remember what happened in Thailand?
Thailand.
The soccer team with the 12 boys and their coach rescued from a flooding cave.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah, that was a wonderful story.
Yep, it was. And, of course, then there was a royal wedding in Britain, and the world said goodbye to the scientist Stephen Hawking and to both President George H.W. and his wife Barbara Bush. A historic age of immense proportions, to say the least, of world evangelism came to an end with the death of Billy Graham. It was a year that we'll remember for the ages, and now it's part of history. So we begin with 2019. What do you think we're going to see?
Well, what I think we're going to see is some historic developments with North Korea. It could go either way, but I know that something major is going to happen. Something has to happen because Kim Jong-un, for example, is now making a more of an ultimatum.
He threatened the United States yesterday.
Yeah, he's saying that something about...
do what you said you were going to do, or we go back where we were with a passion.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing it.
Yeah, that says he's open to reunion with Trump. But there's a little catch that we have to back off of our sanctions, unilateral sanctions or whatever.
Well, it's more than that.
And
they want us to stop our war games and, you know, just...
With South Korea, yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he wants to continue on his merry way and us to do nothing.
Now, I got a question for you. Hillary Clinton came out with her summary of the year, like we were all just waiting for that, right?
Yeah,
and she said, and she said 2018 was a dark time for our country. Why do you suppose she said that, and what was she referring to?
Well, I would think if you know how she thinks and her political persuasion, I think she thinks that the election of Donald J. Trump was a very dark period for our country. And not only she, but many others of her ilk think that. And they label it part of the dark period, wanting to build a wall. They consider that to be racist. They know it's not, but that's most of the things they say to divide the people. Things of that nature, for starters.
Now, do you know the tomahawk chop, that little thing when they hum that along? Do you know how to hum that? Well, that was a pretty poor version. It's like, it's like, okay, picture that, picture the headdress, the tomahawk, and who did we say yesterday announced themselves as the next presidential candidate of the United States of America, Senator Elizabeth Warren?
One known as Pocahontas.
No, Liahannes.
Oh, I like that.
Liahannes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think she has no chance.
And let me tell you how I'm referring to that. I'm a blood brother of the Onondaga Indian Reservation, okay? And it's something that I cherish because when I was going into the military, the Buck brothers, they were going into the Marines. I was going in the Army. We did that. There was a ceremony for that because in case something were to happen, you know, we were very good friends, played sports together. I used to play lacrosse, box lacrosse back in the day and all that stuff, which if anybody knows what that's about, box lacrosse is about as rough as it gets. But the fact of the matter is I'm more Indian than she is, and I'm not even an Indian except for the blood-brother relationship where they actually cut my my wrist a little bit and or my hand, rather, and put our hands together, tied them together, and we sewed the blood of each other back and forth. That's what you do. And then she says, well, I'm 164th of 139th of 140-20 or whatever. What a joke. What a joke.
Well, she's a joke, and the American people that she appeals to are not too bright, in my opinion, and that's what the Democrats depend upon. I remember, she reminds me of a different story, but remember when Mrs. Clinton was going around with hot sauce.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, they're insulting to people. And it's not going to work in the long run. As we do, like you suggested, we come together as Americans and we focus on what is good for this country and work together hard. And
we have to stop labeling ourselves as Italian this, Polish that.
Yeah, hyphenated Americans.
That's right. We got to stop doing that. We're all Americans first. We need to be Americans first and then label yourself whatever you want to after that. Because we, the people, are the ones that the people we elect work for.
Yeah, we have to remind them of that. But the people don't operate in that discourse because they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. When was the last time you heard of the Constitution, for example, being taught in our schools?
I haven't heard of, well, not recently. Well,
and see, that's
except wait a minute. Let me stop for a second.
Charter
schools.
Well, let me refine my statement then. Generally, it is not taught to the majority of American students. And when it is talked about by your professors in the dens of indoctrination known as college, it is in a negative connotation. And so it's either negative or not at all. So people don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. And we have these millions and millions of new voters coming online. And that's where the battle comes, that where we have to unite as Americans, those of us who know better, and find a way to communicate to the young in order to continue what has been going on with the Trump administration and to expand the positives that have been going on.
Well,
we don't do that. We don't reach the young. All this is going to come to a screeching halt.
I have encouraged people to go to my Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the newest, the more modern one with the show when we changed the name because we went from being a daytime show to an overnight show. But okay. I've encouraged people to go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and start posting articles in there. Not trash, not garbage, not calling each other names or anything like that, because if you do, you're going to get a warning, then you're going to get tossed off the page. But do it respectfully and communicate with other like-minded people and set up these little places where you can go meet at a church or go meet at a Starbucks or go meet at wherever it is you want to go. Maybe you want to go to the Target parking lot and sit under the cupola or something, you know what I mean, whatever the deal is. But people start planning together, start talking about 2020, start getting your act together, and I'm going to be doing a lot of communicating around the area, traveling to a lot of these GOP clubs and parties and whatnot, meetings, inspiring people by telling them, hey, don't give up the ship. It's time to turn around and be the ship. But anyway, got to go.
All right. Take care. See you next time.
All righty. And we will see Mr. Ron on Thursday. He'll be back on Thursday. So don't go anywhere. Again, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there and sign up and become part of the solution, not part of the problem. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From time zone to time zone, 2019 arrived without any major problems at various celebrations like this one in London. And and the traditional Times Square ball drop wasn't hindered by rain. In fact, the warm, wet weather was a huge change from last year in New York City, the coldest New Year's Eve there in close to a century. New Year's Day rings in a lot of new laws across the U.S., including stricter gun laws. In California, over a dozen new laws limiting gun access are taking effect. In Washington, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Vermont, and the District of Columbia, the minimum age to buy rifles and shotguns goes from 18 to 21, and 20 states are raising their minimum wage. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends, one of America's best car dealers ever. And they not only sell cars, they sell trucks, used vehicles. And I'll tell you what, I've done business. I can't even tell you how many vehicles I bought, because having been in the truck business, we used to buy vehicles 8, 9, 10, 11 at a time. Having also been in the fire department, we used to buy fire engines, one for this station, one for that station. I can't count the numbers over the years how many vehicles I bought. And well, I always got a new vehicle about every 2 to 3 years is what I averaged for a number of years. But anyway, I want to remind you about Moss Family Automotive. Now, they've got four great locations to serve you right now. The Moss Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey, where you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active, retired, and 911 operators, too, get preferred pricings, and you save thousands of dollars. Then when you think that's not good enough, tell them the captain sent you. You'll save another $500 just for mentioning my name, the captain. Now, also, you've got Moss Wholesale to the Public. Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, because that's where you can go and buy one or two or three or four or five or a truckload or a boatload of certified pre-owned Moss Nissan vehicles and get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle to boot. They sell wholesale to the public. That means what it says. And then they've got the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa. Now, Moss Family Chevrolet in Carrollwood is located at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa. Their phone number is 813-969-2600. Well, right now, Moss's gift to you is the Chevy employee discount for everybody. That saves you a lot of money there, too. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, guess what? You're going to get another $500 off whatever the best deal is that you've made. Okay, well, let's see if I can get this to work. Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
The Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OPNUD, for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi.
Oops. Might know that was going to happen. Okay, well, it is what it is, and it's one of those days where sometimes automation doesn't work the way it's supposed to. But what it was going to report was this is our migrant caravan report time, because I'm going to give you an update on this second series of caravans and up to 15,000 people that's set to depart in about another week or so from the Honduras and then come across to El Salvador, and then come into Mexico. Now, the thing that's supposed to be different about this, with 15,000 estimated coming towards Mexico, is that the caravan is likely going to stay in the south of Mexico, in Chiapas or Oaxaca. Now, this is according to the Mexican president, because their aim is to request work there, and Mexico is going to give them that request. Now, they need a lot of people, Mexico does, to build their new railway they're going to be building. Now, this is a 1,500-kilometer railroad. It's also got the planting of some 2 million trees along through different areas there. It's an $8 billion project that's going to create hundreds of thousands of jobs in the southern Mexican border states with the El Salvador. So guess what? They believe they're going to stay there. But I'm going to tell you right now, they're not all going to stay there. They just aren't. They never do. So we're going to have people wandering here, there, and everywhere, as the case may be. So think about that for a second. And this could be another reason when the American people find out that we've got more people sneaking in across the border that don't belong here, that we need to build that darn wall. Because a lot of you, I know you have to take my word for it, but I've traveled that border for years, I-10, I-8, especially around El Paso, where it's very obvious, because Ciudad Juarez is like right there, within 100 yards to 500 feet to 1,000 feet at the most, you're in Mexico. And the fence that they had there was always torn and halfway knocked down and this, that, and the other, and they were always trying to fix it every time I went through there. And some things never changed. Now, this is an area where if you had a wall and not the fence, it would be next to impossible to get into the United States and then sneak under the culvert and run across the other side of the road and disappear, try to disappear in El Paso and keep moving on your way to get taken to wherever you were going to take to be hidden. Because that was the one area that was always the most noticeable. San Diego was one thing, but I'm telling you, El Paso, Texas, unbelievable. The people that would run across the road, the people you'd see sneaking from the Mexican side over into the American side. And they didn't have enough Border Patrol to stop it. They didn't. It just wasn't in the cards. So, hopefully they'll get it right this time. At least I certainly am hoping so. So, what should we be looking for right now in 2019 to happen? Well, number one is going to be the shutdown. This is not the only shutdown we're going to have this year, mark my words. And the Democrats right now, who do control the House but can't pass major legislation that will get by the Senate, or even be signed by President Trump, because they're going to be obstructionists. They're going to do everything they can to pass everything they can in the House of Representatives, knowing full well it's not going to get through the Senate and it's not going to get to the president. So how's the president going to govern? Well, how did Barack Obama govern? Executive order. Executive order. That's what this president's going to have to do. So the remainder of his first term in office. So he's going to have to be careful and pick his fights closely. Now, when I say pick his fights, I mean, you know, it's one thing to just use an executive order for whatever, but you better have a really good reason to back it up, because you know everything is going to be challenged by the Democrats. Everything's going to be challenged by the Democrats. So they will use the budget process to fight with the president, who's all too willing to stand up against them. And they're hoping that the Republicans are going to cave in the House and the Senate, that they're going to get so much grief from home that they're going to have to cave. But I'm telling you, we the people need to stand strong. We need to stand behind our president. We need to show the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that we're not going to kowtow to them. And again, it goes back to labels. I am an American first, and everything else comes after that. Try acting like an American. By the way, here's something else. Those of you that own homes, and even if you don't own a home, if you got an apartment, start hanging an American flag. Start hanging an American flag. Put it on your porch. Put it in your carport. Put a flagpole up, whatever. Start hanging an American flag. And let America know that you're an American first. Think about that for a minute. Wouldn't that be something to see a sea of red, white, and blue around this country and not have to wait for a national holiday or a war to have to get us to fly our flags again? Wouldn't that be something? That'd be great. Because I'm proud to be an American. And I'm not using the pun because of the song. But I'm proud to be an American. And many, many, many other people feel the same way. And don't forget, the folks that are coming here legally, they want to be Americans. They pay a lot of money to get here, to get into the system, to do what needs to be done, so they can become an American. That's their dream. That's what they want to do. And just like Major Scott Husing, who just came to mind here a minute ago, and his interpreter, Sam the Man. Well, Big Sam, as he called himself, Sam the Man, wants nothing more than to become an American citizen, and he just did. When I first met him, he had just become an American citizen. Those are the people we want in this country, not the ones that want to sneak under a fence or climb through a culvert or do whatever it is illegally to get here. Those are the people we want. So let's try acting like Americans first. How about that for an idea? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root will be on Thursday morning's show early, first segments number one and two. Looking forward to talking to him. That'll be Wednesday in the West Coast, but Thursday morning over here in the East Coast. And again, thanks very much to all of you along the network that have been chiming in. We've had a lot of new people again. We've heard from people in, Salina, Kansas. And we had somebody down in Texas again, another one of our new listeners in Texas. And we also heard one from, had one from Michigan, our new affiliate up there in Michigan. So again, it's nice getting to know you folks, and we thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and your truckers out there, you already know about us because we've been doing this for a while. We've got quite the little network of truckers and the different companies that have our names up in their truck stops and their, I'm saying their terminals as well as a few of the truck stops. So we thank them all very much. Now, this part of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. You can check them out by Googling Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They do ship all over the country. They have a lot of different things there. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. They also have all their blinds, shades, and shutters made in the U.S. of A. And they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. Because if you check them out by going to their their shop at 40 and their store, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, you'll find out what I'm talking about. They'll stop by and say hi to Jill and the gang in the store. When you see those red, white, and blue trucks, that'll be Dominic, or could be also Kevin behind the wheel. Give him a honk and a wave. And remember that all military and first responders get a 10% discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 for more. To set up an appointment for service or get some answers to questions or whatever. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you a bunch of money. All righty, let me see here. Okay, Sean, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Thanks for another good show.
Oh, I've had a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, you did. I've been on since 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Much earlier, you had mentioned that the stroke, and I've been hearing that going around, that the stroke and page text messages are
That's
all
correct.
Funny.
That's correct.
But what I'm wondering is I thought the Inspector General had all those text messages.
No, sir. He did not get some 18,000 or thereabouts, which were apparently destroyed or lost or whatever, possession was lost, and then they suddenly disappeared. And I want to know what was in those text messages. I want to know if there's a way we can recover them.
We all do.
Yeah.
And another thing, I truly believe that the Mueller investigation was two things. Number one, it was the insurance policy.
Right.
But number two, it was to scrub and get rid of and, you know, just wipe out all the crimes that went on, all the evidence to get that and get rid of all the evidence against the last administration and everybody involved in that whole crooked, horrible scenario against our country.
You know, we're soon going to know, because this is going to be over, because they're going to have to end it. It can't go on. It can't go on forever. They're going to have to end it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Old.
Well, Sean, I know it is, and we're just going to have to bear with it until it meets its course. But anyway, I don't think they'll find anything wrong with Trump. But anyway, I want to thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you, Sean.
You too as well, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. Yep, appreciate it. And, of course, we were talking earlier, Kyle Warren and myself, about the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text messages, whatever happened to them. I would really like to know. Now, I want to wrap up by doing a couple of things here. First of all, the president has got a couple of legal options to him if this continues to go on about the budget. You know, they can enter into budget reconciliation in the Senate, and they can take that bill that came over from the House, and they can rewrite it in the Senate, and under budget reconciliation, which requires only 51 votes to pass it, they can change it to where it has the funding, for sure, that they need for the wall, as well as the $25 billion they need for Homeland Security, pertaining to immigration and all that. But the one big thing, and nobody talks about this, no one is talking about this, and I'm telling you, we the people have to be smart enough to understand that the president has the constitutional ability to be able to use an executive order declaring a national security emergency along the southern border with Mexico, from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, and then turn around and reassign $25 billion to the military budget to not only build the wall, but to also provide for the proper homeland security along that border. And I don't care at this point if it infuriates the Democrats. They would definitely try to sue the president, say that he'd overstepped his authority, this, that, and the other. But it is in the Constitution. I've talked with constitutional lawyers, two of them, about this. Well, I'm sorry, one was a lawyer, one was a professor. But I've talked to them about this at length for over 2 hours over the weekend. And they pointed out to me, they showed me the case, what was there, this, that, and the other. And they're going national with this. They're going national with this. So
Right now, in the next few days, you'll be seeing or hearing about them possibly on Fox News to begin with. I'm not sure that MSNBC will let them on because of what they're talking about. I'm not sure that CNN will let them on either because they don't want you to know that this is something available to the president. But by God, they're going to come on my show after they get to announce what they're announcing on television. But this is just one of the examples of something that's there for the president to use. It's a tool he can use, and in my opinion, he needs to use it. Now, knowing that, we the people need to understand that we need to stand behind this president. And not the obstructionist Democrats who are just going to try to just get in the way of everything for the next year to 15 months or so. And human beings can't help but notice the cycle of the year. We can't help but keep count, because just about every society on Earth celebrates a new year in a major way. Now, 2019 has arrived with a gusto. We're all excited about what's going to happen, except for the fact we know we're going to have an obstructionist House of Representatives, and it's just going to be a back-and-forth ping-pong game going on there. We can do nothing to make it stop. We can do nothing to keep it from happening. It's going to happen. And time doesn't ask for our permission. Remember that. And, of course, we've got no complete knowledge of what the year 2019 will bring. But you can count on the fact that with the 2020 U.S. presidential election cycle, it'll begin with earnest this year, already has, with Elizabeth Warren announcing she's a candidate. And everybody's going to be watching the economy. Every man, woman, child, boy, girl, whatever, is going to be watching the economy. As the economy goes, the country goes. And a host of problems will be inherited from 2018. Mark my words, because the Democrats are going to try to capitalize on that every which way they can. But the most important events of 2019 for you, for me, will never make it to the headlines. You know why? Because of the events of biggest meaning happen in our homes, happen in our churches, happen in our families, happen right in front of our very own eyes. And to everybody that's listening, to all the new listeners we've gained, with all the affiliates we picked up, to the new syndicator, to all the folks up there in Minnesota, to everybody in the Salem Media Group that's listening around the country, Happy New Year. And may 2019 bring you and yours the greatest blessings of all in the greatest country on the planet Earth in which I want to live, the United States of America. God bless America. God bless you. God bless all who defend, protect, and serve her. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you all tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.